It's time to introduce the other salacious, sexy, heated up honey of hot tubs and sauna sluts, the irresistibly luscious Sally. Sexy. 3, 2, 1.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star, Lily the Barking Bean.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another lovely episode of Sexy and Jagundo. And guess where we are?
If you guessed the TARDIS, you're correct. You're wrong.
If you guessed an elevator, you're wrong. If you guessed a bus stop, you're way wrong.
No one the bus stop, Sally.
Mm-mm. But if you guessed the sauna, and if you guessed that we're a bunch of sauna sluts, you have won the golden banana.
And which banana is this?
It's a big...
Chiquita.
Oh, yeah. It's a Chiquita. It's a long dong. It's a yellow. It's a big one.
We're not sweating. As you can see, we're not sweating, but that's because it's not 140 degrees.
Oh, well, no, you can take that back. I'm sweating.
Really? You're sweating?
Yeah, it's weird. Feel my forehead.
A little dampness
there. Yeah. So, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sexy and Jagundo. And we thought it would just be really fun to do an episode from our new sauna.
Yes, yes, we bought it and we mentioned it, and here we are inside of it doing a friggin' podcast because why the hell not, right?
Like,
So we're podcasting from the sauna.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. And we're gonna get a little glistening. We don't have it up that hot. Normally, we kick it up to 140. We're at 120 at the moment. We figured we would leave it mellow.
Yeah, we don't want to be trying to huff and puff in the sauna while we're also trying to do a podcast and stuff.
Yeah. We notice that if it's hot and we try to do things, you know, like suck Jagundo's big schwanz.
Yeah, Sally had a good time with that.
Yeah,
one.
I get a little dizzy. Because it's a little hot. So.
Yeah, we push our heart rates in here up to 120, 130. Mm-hmm. When it's really, really hot, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how hot, like, how the heat actually raises your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I guess that's why you sweat so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You sweat in a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
We have learned new things.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody, you get to see us in our bathing suits, and I am wearing my Wicked Weasel, hashtag Wicked Weasel, at Wicked Weasel. Hey, hi, Wicked Weasel.
So I could use a new Wicked Weasel,
I
right?
I could. What are you wearing this evening?
I'm wearing some little thong here from Kinksky. I can't really show it off because it's sort of sheer. I don't know if you, like, I mean, if you're on YouTube, but it's men's underwear basically.
Yeah.
So I'm in here with it.
Yeah.
Usually I'm naked in the sauna. I sit in the sauna naked. Sally sits in the sauna with her Wicked Weasel fishnet on.
I love my wees. I love my Wicked Weasels. I have multiple ones.
I have Sally actually covering my.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's my Sally towel off.
And where can everybody get a towel from?
From our Zazzle store.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really get it because they're one-off kind of things. But you can get our stuff from shop.mitchjagundo.com. There's a whole bunch of sexy artwork and stuff on there. So go there.
Yeah.
Get shirts and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. So, so we started a sauna selects group on...
SDC.com.
Yes. And what we do is we sit in here and Jagundo gets the computer all set up and we start streaming, right?
Yeah, we live stream like when we're doing the Wild Nasty sometimes mm-hmm. on there. And so we or from the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we'll just do it from the sauna now.
Yeah.
So we I was like, let's set it up. We'll sit there in the sauna and sweat and see what people have to say because like I'm guessing that there's people out there that like to sit in saunas.
And you were very surprised because you realized how many people joined.
Oh, I was surprised because I put it out there and I sent it out to a bunch of people and I didn't think anybody joined. And then I looked at it the other day and I was like, oh shit, there's 25 people that joined into the sauna slut thing. And then I realized also that we haven't got any pictures of us in the sauna yet sweating. So I have to get some sexy pictures of us in the sauna.
Oh yeah, we could do that, right? Wait a minute, is that a quickie, like a cell phone picture?
Oh yeah, it's cell phone stuff. Right. It's not set up to Olympus and to get the.
Oh, so we should do that when we got my phone. We could do that when we are done.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got some ideas.
Oh, boy. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. So we've been in here more often because, as you all know, I've been battling with COVID and I still have a really bad cough. And going in the hot tub when it's really cold out is not beneficial to me getting better, because I relapsed.
You went down.
Yeah. So we've been sitting in here doing the sauna sled. So we've had quite a few nights with a lot of wonderful people just chit-chatting with us, and we were having a good time. And then we had one night where it was only these two single guys that came on.
Well, I don't even know if it was. I think it was at least one guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because I looked it over and it said nice couple for nice couple, and they're the ones that whoever it was came on there and looked at us and was like, dumb.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, was it because we're not jumping on here and fucking each other's brains out? We're just sitting in a sauna, just hanging out, chit-chatting with everybody.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
That makes you think, like, all right, are you a couple or are you a single guy with the guise of a couple, G-U-I-S-E of a couple? And it's like, come on, man. Like, not everything every time is all about somebody fucking. I go on there sometimes and there's people streaming that are just talking and whatnot. Sometimes a woman on there is just talking about like what her experiences are and stuff and doing things. Like, that's cool. Like, what's it supposed to be about? What's it supposed to be about? This.
Well, I remember that one couple that we met. It was in the hot tub horse.
Oh yeah, they were awesome. I forget what their names were.
And they had five chihuahuas, and they were just sitting in bed. She's having a drink, and they're just chit chatting with everybody. There was nothing going on.
That was the ones who were, we were hanging out and they were all like, oh, we're going to go on cam. You guys have really turned us, I don't want to say turned us on, it inspired us to get on cam for a little while. And then we went upstairs, we got a hot tub, we went upstairs, we got relaxed in our bed, and there they were in their bed. And they're like, oh, hi, how you doing? And we were chatting away.
Hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
We got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rare. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it. Yeah.
Like the freaks that we are.
Yeah, but it was like, it had nothing to do with
wild sexual activity.
No, it's just a bunch of people hanging out, having a good conversation. So.
Yeah, so guys, there's tons and tons and tons, and I could sit here in the sauna for the rest of the podcast and say, and tons of sex and porno out there on the internet. Go fucking find some. If you want to chat with some couples that are open sexually, then say hi to us. You might occasionally find us. For Christ's sake, you're on a swinger site. There are people that are just about having sex and having fun as couples. That's why we're there. Now it's all about something.
So So as you all know, we've been getting a lot of video requests, and we fulfilled one a couple weeks ago, and then that same person requested just a foot fetish, and then we got another foot fetish on top of it.
If you're watching, I still haven't put out the one that we got rejected for on Stream8 out on other platforms. The one that said copyright infringement.
We can do that.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to do it.
And that was a good one.
Good ones. We got a lot of good editing. It was like Spielberg kind of shit there.
Yeah, it was a lot of good stuff. So that'll be coming to our... Which one can we say?
That'll be we can say anything we want. Here's our podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be coming to our mini vids, OnlyFans. OnlyFans, probably just for fans. Probably throw it up on X Hamster Live, all those different spots. It'll be all over the fucking internet.
And it's a long one too. And if you want to see me cum my brains out.
Oh yeah, you had an orgasm on that.
Oh, I so did. It was a good one. Yeah. And then so we did the second request for the foot fetish. We finished that. Although I don't think he's opened that yet. But I remember it took him like a week or two to open the last one.
Yeah. You'd be charged for that. So
yeah. And then we got a request for a very specific foot fetish that we're going to have to do tomorrow.
We're going to do that tomorrow. We got to take a look at the videos before we do it, so we're refreshed on what's going on there.
Maybe we'll watch those in bed tonight.
Sounds like a fun
one. All right. Yeah. And we'll try and limber you up. We'll stretch it out.
Yeah. Stretch out the schwants.
Yeah, we'll get the schwants all prepped. I mean, do you need to eat something special?
No.
Do you need to drink something special?
Some ginkgo biabo.
Do you need to get your sperm count up?
I wouldn't see any reason if we have a high sperm count. That's sort of irrelevant to the... You mean a lot of cum. Makes you cum.
Yeah.
Makes you cum a lot is when you don't actually cum for a while.
How long has it been?
Since this morning. Has it been that long?
You came this morning?
Yes, I blew a load this morning when you were...
Who did you blow it for?
I blew it because Daddy was backed up. but if I do that tomorrow, if we go on in the morning and camp for a while, and we just, I'll be good to go. I'll be ready to rock and roll that.
Yeah, so we're gonna do the second one tomorrow, and that'll be a good one. That's a private one for someone specifically, who has specific requests.
It's a foot job, so Sal's gonna be using the arches of a lust.
Yeah, it has to be arches. Like, you know, a lot of times when I do foot jobs, I use the whole foot, man, because he's got a big schwanz. But this is just arches, very specifically positioned. The camera is a certain angle, and you need to...
I gotta blow my load. I gotta come.
So, yeah, so that's going to be a good one. So I feel like we need to bring up a very awkward situation that occurred this week.
What was that?
You're a very naughty boy, and you got put into
jail. Oh, my goodness, yes, I got put into ka-clung, ka-clang, Stream8 jail.
Timeout, they call it.
Yeah, they put it in timeout. I have a lot of guys who want me to pretend that I'm fucking their wives or fucking their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy, I mean, I'm guessing this is what happened because they didn't specifically say, they didn't show me a fucking clip. They just said, this is why. So what I got the 7-day timeout for was, I've had this happen before,
mm-hmm.
where you were showing a video, picture, or something else, one of those three things, on your stream of... someone who's not approved. So basically what these guys do is they'll send me photos of their woman and they're like, I want to see you jerk your cock to my wife, man. Yeah, so it turns me on and I know that you're turned on by my woman and everything mm-hmm. else. And I was like, all right. So what I'm able to do with the software that I have, because I'm technologically a savvy guy, is I'm able to put on the screen photos of their women. And I'm looking at them, and I'm stroking my dick, and I'm having, like, I'm telling them how hot their wife is, how much I want to fuck them, and how good they're going to look with my cock in them, and everything else. And, and I had a guy in there for quite a while. He had a good time. He was a perfect baby. And 5 minutes after I got off, I get two fucking letters from two emails from StreamMate saying, you need to put into an account, please read the rules, you put into a timeout, please read the rules, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for your understanding and whatever else. I was like, oh, fuck me. But there, a lot of places are like that. They're getting a lot stricter on like what you show on the stream, even Chatterbait. Like if I accidentally sometimes pick something up and I'm looking at it, and they'll say like, don't show anything else on your stream other than what's approved. You know, you're approved. So gotta be careful out there, because there's a lot of people that do like revenge porn and all that kind of shit, and you can't, you know, shouldn't be doing that shit anyhow. But yeah, so I guess they were watching the stream, because I was doing that for a few guys, and which then started to make me wonder. I'm like, I wonder if this was some dude who came in and did that and then reported me for doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I was gonna go back and like, could you please send me a photo of exactly what the problem is here? Because one time they banned me for a week, and it was because I didn't realize it, but I had a computer on behind me that had Sally's photos on it, and it kicked into screensaver mode and started running a screensaver behind me as I was streaming of Sally's photos. Yeah. And that's my fucking girlfriend. I have permission to show her hot body on it.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we watched a show the other night that explains why that has become such a thing. Where you have to be approved on a channel.
Oh yeah, we were watching that the whole thing about Pornhub and what happened with Pornhub, mm-hmm. and how people were just uploading fucking anything onto there willy nilly, and they're not verified content creators. And I get it, you know, I wouldn't want that shit to be going down like that. Mm-hmm. So some horrible shit. But you know, Facebook, Instagram, it's all got the same kind of shit going on, and there's I know on Facebook there's private swinger groups that post all kinds of stuff. Like, it's just ridiculous.
You know what I'm noticing on Facebook is that I'm seeing nudity now.
Yeah. I'm not on Facebook at all for anything. I don't have a Facebook account. I deleted that a few years ago. I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
After the douchebag. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been on it's funny because with Facebook now, Facebook for young people is like, that's where the old people hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facebook's for the olds.
Yeah, yeah. Young people are TikTokers.
Yeah, they're TikToking.
Although your sister,
she's a TikTok
is whore. A hardcore TikToker.
Yeah, she's a TikTok whore.
And she's in her 70s. Yeah,
75.
Right?
TikToking away.
I'm shocked at that. That makes me giggle every time. Because she's sending me constant TikToks.
You see this?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at her go. Oh, my God. I'm not even on TikTok. So,
You know what it is since we grew up with the internet, I guess it's really grew up with TV, but you know, it went from MySpace to Tumblr to Facebook to Instagram to fucking Twitter to TikTok to WhatsApp to became so many of them. It's like, you know what, I'm fucking burnt out on this shit, man. I'm like creating an account every goddamn place and trying to constantly post shit everywhere, whatever.
So because I'm still getting over my stupid cough and everything, we've been camming a lot separately, and so I went on during the middle of the week. No, actually, we went on during the middle of the week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, for the first time in a very long time.
Was it the middle of the week?
It was Thursday. Was it, or Wednesday? No, we went on Wednesday.
It was Wednesday because you were like, let's go on Wednesday. I'm not gonna hot tub. We'll just go on Wednesday and see how it is.
Yeah, and that was the three orgasm night.
Oh my goodness, that was so hot. I came all over your face on that one.
Yeah. We got that on film too.
Yeah, we got that on film. We got that on film. But yeah, you were it was got to the end and I was like, what do you think? Do you want to just put a gold show on and then we'll come? Because this is when we were hanging out on the SDC site too. We were all hanging with swingers. And so you guys missed out if you weren't watching that. So we started, you know, doing our thing. Sally's a heavy, heavy, heavy comer. Mm-hmm. And she comes so hard that to me it's like almost not believable. I'm like, that is so hot. And then she's very vocal. I'm still coming. Oh, it's happening again. And I'm sitting there and so turned on, so freaking turned on. I get up on my knees and I'm just like, she's still going, she's still having fun. And then that guy started tipping you. in the next hamster.
And it was setting my vibrator off.
Setting the vibrator off, and I guess that was turning you on, that he was tipping you, and you just kept going, and you're like, we got done. I shot my little over her face, and she's like, I came three times. Now, yeah. Now explain coming three times, because to me, a coming three times would be, I don't even know what, in a row. Like, do you feel like vaginal contractions? Like, what does it feel?
Yeah.
Like, you hear,
yeah.
Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, 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 and it stops or it slows down.
Yeah. So, I think this is why it happened, because when I was sick with COVID, I was on all sorts of medicine, and I noticed when I was on all that medicine, I could not come at all. Like, my little ignition switch down there just kind of shut off. And I'm like, wow, this really sucks. So I stopped taking medicine for a few days there, and I guess everything's turned back on again. So when we were camming that night, I was way over. I was backed up. So
Mama's love box was backed up, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was backed up, and it was like, you know, the stars aligned, and it just all came together, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna, oh, wow, yeah, okay, I got it in me, I'm gonna come, and I did, and then, it's that vibration, the vibrators really do it for me, so, like, I came, and I know you were still gonna come because you had not come.
I didn't come yet. I was all worked up. I was hard. I was turned on. I was watching you come. And you coming just is. You just look so hot. The veins popping out of your neck.
Yeah. So, you know, we had people watching us. There was people in the Gold Show, and then there was people on X Hamster who was.
No, there's people everywhere. There's people on it. Some people on the SDC site, Chatterbait, X Hamster. They're all watching. And then we had some people in the private in the Gold Show in Freemate.
So they generously kept my vibrator going, and so I came once, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna keep using the vibrator and see what happens, because I was really tingly down there. And then you started getting turned on. And I came again. So I was like, and that's what it is. It actually kind of stops. But it's sensitive enough to where it's not annoying and I need it to stop. It's where it's kind of like this thing where it's like it wants to keep going. So I started getting really like.
You become a multiply orgasmic.
Yeah, I know.
Or later years.
Yeah. So I came again. And I was like, all right, well, that's two. That's probably going to be the end of it. But it just, the feeling never really went away. And then they just started, that one guy on the X Hamster just kept hitting it was ba-bing, 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 ba-bing. And I'm like, all right, and let's do this one more time.
One more time for Mama in the back there.
Yeah, and that's when you were getting ready to spooge on my face. Right?
Yeah, well, it turns me on when you're... And it's weird because when I'm watching you do all that, all that's going through my brain, sometimes it's going through my brain is like, I wonder if she's just doing this as a show, if she's just, you know, she's just playing. And I'm like, no, she's really, really into this, and she's having a good time. So,
that was a good night. Yeah. And then, but there was a night during the week where I was on by myself.
Oh boy. And this is another night that I wasn't around.
That was Thursday.
You went on Thursday night by yourself?
Was it Thursday? No.
You were on last night?
No.
Maybe it was Thursday night that you were on by yourself.
Maybe it was. It was the boom boom night with the sausages. Now, you've heard of us talk about boom boom with the apple.
It might have been Monday night.
You know what? I think you're right. Yeah. So, I was upstairs camming on my own. And there's this one gentleman on Chatterbait, Boom Boom. We call him Boom Boom Fuck Jam.
Because when he boom, he goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, he likes to have me ride the motor bunny for a very, very long time. But for some reason tonight, he was into other things. And he put this big jar. He had a big jar, like a pickle jar, but it wasn't pickles. And he brought it up to the camera and showed it to me. I'm like, what are those? And he was like, hot dogs slash sausages.
Sausages.
Yeah. I was like, oh, boom, boom. What are you going to do with them? And he's like, you want to see me shove it up my ass? And I'm like, damn right I do. Do it.
You are a naughty girl.
I am. And he did. He did it. It went up there. And then it came back out.
He does it. I've seen him do that when we were on together, man. Yeah. And he's got quite the flexible anus.
Well, he's the one with the apple.
Flexible anus.
I mean, a sausage I get. An apple? I was amazed. I was like, that was a very well lubed apple.
I couldn't shove an apple up my ass. Mm-hmm. Shove an apple up my ass.
Yeah.
Sounds like you can't believe something.
Can you imagine going to the emergency room?
I was fucking like, why threw an apple down in the chair and I fell backwards and the next thing you know I had an apple on. You were nude when this happened? Yeah, I was just getting ready to take a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was very well lubed up too. He's one of the people that likes to make me ride the motor buddy, but what I'm noticing is that because the people are able to see the motor buddy now while I'm sitting there, I get way more requests for
that's one of the things that I used to watch porn with, is women riding a Sibian / motor bunny kind of thing. It's just hot to watch them by themselves. Yeah. Like, if you can come on that, like, just relax and just, like, it's just sexy watching a woman just get aroused and turned on and just coming over and over. It's just, yeah. Like I've always said, women coming is the most, and I think even gay men or anything will agree with me, that's the most beautiful thing. It's amazing. You look stupendous. You have all these beautiful facial expressions and body movements. And of course, when guys come, as I've said before, it's just, that's just so sad. Mm-hmm. Nature's a little goof.
It happens.
Hey, like good then.
I think the best are tortoises. Do you ever see them? I mean, you've seen them doing it, but you've never seen one come.
No. This is like,
it's the same thing, and then they fall over. It's the best.
It's like the alien from Resident Alien after he was boning. Oh, I believe I am having an orgasm. This is good.
Yeah. Oh, jeepers. Yeah, so I've been... if you're interested in Motor Bunny / Sibian rides, I'm your girl.
Sleigh bells ring.
To the point where it seems like I wore the saddle out.
We have a new saddle coming. It did not get here in time.
Nope.
This week, but it's be here Monday. We got a cover, and I got you the better thing that you like to ride. You've never tried the insertion thing. You've never tried it inside.
No, maybe I'll give that a whirl one night.
So to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to clean that up, because I put the new thing on the bunny.
Okay.
You know, the new rubber thing, so I'm just waiting to get a bunny.
Maybe the insertion with a lot of vibration will just make you explode. Make you squirt. Yeah. You never know. You never tried it. You know, you just got to go slow and
start off slow. Although they like to punish me on
the... Well, you got to try it by yourself first. Yeah. You got to give it a shot by yourself.
Okay, we'll do that. Maybe tomorrow after the video.
Sounds sexy.
So I have had a lot of requests for black. I've had a lot of black men lately. And they want me to, you know, play with a dildo, but I had not had a black dildo up until last week.
They want to see a BBC with the little white woman.
Yeah.
As opposed to the WC that you have, and the BCC, which is the big clear cock.
And then there's the giant pegging cock, which a lot of people like too.
Yeah, but you don't have a big black cock. And, you know, the guys come in and they're all about the, you know, I get it. Yeah, what the hell?
So we took a ride out to Burlington to Love Stuff and More. And we got a BBC, but you know what?
I mean, it wasn't really a BBC, it was a BC.
It was a BC, it was Black Cock. I undersized it. I have to get a bigger one now. So I need multiple sizes. Yeah.
It wasn't big like the regular size one you have.
No. But that can be a little uncomfortable, so that's why I got the smaller one.
I would imagine so, because if you're trying to fuck it, you know, they're always like, slam down that cock.
I it all the time. You know, I do.
She gets up in there.
Yeah. So I got a BC. And then we bought anything else? We bought a whip.
We bought a whip. And apparently it's a pretty good whip because I started to spank you a little bit with it. Yeah, and you're like, whoa, easy there, big guy.
Yeah, you stung me.
So you wanted to try the old psh, psh,
psh, psh, psh, psh, psh. Yeah. That looks, I want to try that on you. We'll do that later.
Why does everything gotta be on me? And I'm like, I'm not really into that kind of stuff. But you're like, let's try it on you.
I want to do it. I like
you
it.
You want to try
yeah,
doing
I want to try doing it. So that's another thing we're going to try.
All right.
So, you know, realizing my error, I'm like, oh, I got to get another BC, which is a BBC instead of a BC. And we went out to Fantasy Gifts in Turnerville. Although they had a wonderfully nice selection in this store, they did not have the size or the chemical makeup I was looking for. I do not want any PVC dildos. And they had the correct size in a PVC, but they didn't have the right size in a silicone. So the search continues.
The hunt goes on.
But we did buy stuff.
And in case you're wondering why Sally is the adamant for a silicone BDC, is because of the PVCs are just not that good. If you look this stuff up on the internet, you'll read up about it. And you should be buying, because all the it attracts all the garbage and the chemicals, and it breaks down. Actually, it's not good for you.
They say it's very carcinogenic.
Yeah. Like you opened that one up, and it just had that weird scent. We were like, "Why are these cocks? Why these cocks have this weird scent?" And then we looked it up, and we're like, "Oh shit, that's why." And she threw both those out.
Yeah.
So that's why we are.
Yeah, we threw them right out.
Yeah, the one really good. Speaking of cocks, we should almost have a segment on the show. Speaking of cocks, the one that really lifelike one that you have that you really work well with. That's they're expensive when they're really well done. Apparently, that's like $120 that Bridget got you.
Yeah, that was a very expensive cock. So we're still looking for the right size cock. It's you know, it's like a Goldilocks thing. It's just gotta fit just right.
The Goldilocks black cock.
There you go. So I guess we'll be searching out. I mean, where are we going? Are we going somewhere tomorrow?
We're wearing out our places to go to find.
Are you an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist? Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jagundo's erotic art at shop.mitchjagundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy, wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by wild penis brew, to bone me like you own me, skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch, me, has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod, or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjagundo.com. That's shop.mitchjagundo.com for all your erotic sexy needs. Good sex toys in New Jersey, because it's very slim pickings for good sex stores, especially down in the southern area of New Jersey. We've tapped out the areas around us. I mean, I don't know, I'm going to Atlantic City.
No, I'd probably just get one on Amazon. That one I love came from Amazon. That was a gift. So
yeah,
I'll see what they have.
Yeah, I definitely can get one offline. So we're like, you know, I'm going to do a little traveling and see what's going on out there in the land of sexy.
So let's show them what we bought.
Shall we?
Yeah. All right. Well, first of all, let's show them this, because he tried to paddle himself to see if the letters would show on his leg.
Yeah, and I definitely got a letter on my leg. We're going to try it on Sally's ass, because she's got a nice flexi- nice, supple
me.
Booty.
Yeah, that scares me.
So it will imprint fuck me.
Oh, on her booty. So you're going to have one shot at that. It's like the Daffy Duck thing.
I got one time, Daffy.
Yep.
We're gonna try it again, Sally. She's like, nope. That's probably just fine. I can only do it one time. Mm-hmm. Second time, I whoop your ass, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we bought, Mitch bought something that I have been wanting to.
You want. This is all you. You. Yeah. You're like, I want to get one of those. Every time you saw it on these shows, you're like, I want one of those. I want to try this.
It is a sensation. Oh, it comes out. Okay. Oh, it's open. Duh.
I'll take the box.
Yes. So it is, what is it called? The sensation what?
Sensation wheel.
Ooh. I am like, oh, that feels nice. Yeah.
It's got like, it looks like it has little pins or needles on it or something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's not. You just go real easy. You don't dig it in.
It actually feels very ticklish when you're doing it like that.
You go easy, but you run it all over. Oh, how's that feel? Ooh.
That's really naughty.
I like it. You need your whole body done, huh? Oh, like that. Oh, yeah.
Across the nipples. Oh, yeah. I am sweating in here.
Right? I am sweating, too. Ooh. I like that. Yeah. See, we're gonna have fun with this.
Okay.
So this is our new sensation wheel. I like it. It's very heavy.
Got some weight to it. It's got some weight to it. Feels like a fork.
Yeah, right. So that's what we bought today.
I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. Wow, the kinky stuff that we're we almost bought a little plush penis, but Sally couldn't find one that would,
Well, there was the giant one that was like, you know, like a small child. It was about 4 feet tall, hanging on the wall, strapped into a harness.
And then there was, you saw the little chocolate ones, but you wanted a pink penis.
I wanted a Caucasian penis.
Caucasian cock.
I live with a Caucasian penis. I feel like it's just normal.
You want a Caucasian penis.
Yeah, it's just normal. So I wanted the Caucasian. They had a little stubby who I thought was too little stubby because you're not a little stubby. You're kind of.
We always say I'm thick.
You are thick. Yes, he's thick.
So
the search goes on for a BBC and
a plush wang
and a Caucasian plush penis.
The plush wang of Sally Sexy.
You know what? We should put those on our Amazon.
The Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
Sexy and you got an Amazon wish list.
Yeah. Yep. I wonder if you can get a plush penis.
I would probably say off of Amazon, if you get every damn thing else off there, I'm sure you can find a plush penis. I'm going to have to wipe them. Do a Sally Sexy wipe down here.
We're sweating. Speaking of that, that's all I got.
That's all you got in here?
Yeah.
Besides me getting kicked off a streammate for a week, do I have anything else that I have to chit-chat about, really? I can't think. When you get kicked off of your streaming platform, you're sort of stuck. Then all I do is go to work at my normal job.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Oh, my goodness. I can't think of a damn thing. I think one of the funny things that I'm going to discuss real quick is that my niece's daughter is getting married in the fall, and they having a lovely wedding. They're actually a gay couple, and they have this beautiful place picked out up in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. And now there's this whole string going on about where they're going to stay and how they picked a hotel. They booked 20 rooms. It just turns out that the closer than the hotel that they picked out, 15-20 minutes from there, is one of those adults only resort places, Cove Haven Resorts. This is the place that I think we've talked about. It has the champagne glass, the indoor the indoor heart shaped pool, and you know, it's all about, you know, sexy couples having sexy times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, that's what we've like that we're going to stay. It's literally like not even, not 15 minutes from where this wedding is. So they're all talking about like, oh, da, 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 book your room. Da, 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 da. And we're just like, we know where to stay.
Yeah. We're going to be having fun. And we're going to be closer.
Yeah, we're going to be closer and we're going to be having fun. And yeah, I want to stay. I'm not going to stay with the family staying, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, we don't know. We don't really, we know my sister, yeah. You know, my niece.
Yes. Her husband.
And her husband. And we're acquaintance with, I guess, my grandniece. Is that
it? Yeah, well, you know your grandniece.
Yeah, but we're still
her,
just acquaintance more.
Her soon to be wife.
Yeah, her fiance.
And we've never met her family, so. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a fun time. And
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be gorgeous.
And it's a lovely area that time of year. Yeah. So. But that's where we found the sexy place to stay. And I keep wanting to drop the bomb. Like, look, man, if anybody's looking for a place to stay, it's only 15 minutes from there. If you're a couple, you might want to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's some really crazy thing, but it's crazy enough where people are like, oh, God, you idiots.
Yeah. All you got to do is say, well, this is where we're staying. We already booked our rooms, and they have plenty of rooms, and it's closer.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all you have to do, and it'll just go downhill from there.
You're gonna burn it.
Oh,
now.
God. Yeah.
So I'd like to remind everybody that we do have, as Sally pointed out, a lovely shop that you can buy stuff from that says mm-hmm. With all of our goofy stuff on it, like Wild Penis Brewery and, mm-hmm. and art designs, and our flag means sex.
And Bone Me Like You Own Me.
Bone Me Like You Own Me is on there too.
Good one.
Bone Me Like You Own Me.
Yeah.
That's on there too.
Yep.
So that is at two places. You can go to shop.mitchjagundo.com and shop.sexyandjagundo.com. They both point to the same place, but in case you forget one and you get the other one, that's where you go. And please tell everybody about our podcast and our YouTube channel. I'm surprised that we get people on our YouTube channels because it's restricted to 18 and only. You can't, you know, it's shadow banned to death. And we still get a good 10 to 15 views every time.
Well, that's good. Things. People love us.
So what are we going to do for our next porno review?
Oh.
Should we do one of those this weekend after you get done?
Let's
do a porno review.
Yeah, let's watch a porno. Oh my God. Well, we were supposed to watch Pirates 2.
Pirates 2. All right. We're going to go to Pirates 2.
And then we were talking about Debbie Does Dallas, right? Weren't we? Because we watched
So Debbie Does Dallas is another classic.
But there was one other we saw.
Well, then there was all the superhero ones that we were talking about.
Yeah. Weren't we going to watch a Deadpool
one? Yeah, Deadpool.
Okay. I just feel like we should finish the pirate theme.
Yeah, the pirate, because those were actually good.
Yeah.
Some of the most expensive sex movies ever made.
Yeah. So I'm sweating, so I'm just wiping down.
Wiping down, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, thank you, everybody, for tuning in for another wonderful, sexy, fun-filled time.
In the sauna this time. First ever sauna. I don't know how many times we're going to do this, but...
Yeah.
It was a hot one.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I'm sweating too.
Yeah. So, thank you. And this is Sally Sexy saying, hey, if you're dripping, just let it puddle.
Yeah.
Right?
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Jagundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
Jagundo paddled himself.
Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh.
Oh wow. Oh jeepers.
Yeah.
Oh flabeepers. Here we go. I'll hang this here right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about our toys in a minute.